playing with fire today, giving them 6 power plays?
Yeah, we didn't have any interest in playing with that fire.
Okay.
We'll take a look at the ones that we gotta have penalties that we have to avoid taking, and then we also have to recognize that our penalty kill has been pretty darn good, most in part because we've seemed to get a lot of opportunities to work on it.
Coming off the Olympics, did you expect this kind of performance from Pavlik? What did you expect from him coming back?
So he's played the same way, believe it or not, that he played prior to. He's had a big stretch of really good games, and then every once in a while he plays a game like he did tonight. He did the same in Anaheim. I thought, you know, clearly he made some great saves, but I also thought we were pretty good at clearing it after it happened. So not necessarily out of the zone, but away from that second one where he couldn't. So if he could see it, for the most part, he had it, and his body was still in a real good position in the rebounds. So he was very, you know, he was our best player tonight.
A game like this, can you say how important it is to get the lead, to get in front?
Well, yeah, you kind of felt that maybe after the first period, that we had weathered that storm with 4.5 minutes shorthanded, and that's just too much in a period of hockey, that the first team that scored was going to have a real leg up, more than in a normal game. If they had scored, it would have been a confirmation that they had control of the game because they had been playing so well, and for us, that we get better. Our third period was our best period. We played well there. Now, goaltending and a penalty killing is the reason why we had a chance to win the game, and then we made the most of our opportunities. So I've been thinking about that for a while, and whether it's Setoguchi there or Thorburn there, for me it's as much about Kane playing with Jokinen and Byfuglien. Some speed. Well, I think you're going to see those lines move a little bit, a little bit more movement in those lines. I like to leave guys together, but as soon as Vander went with Jokinen and Byfuglien, they looked strong. You know, they were making a Jokinen great goal, but I'm sure Kane left that in the neutral zone. He didn't miss it. He left that form, that neutral zone pass. That's what it looked like at the bench. And then there's another element that line hasn't had. I mean, there's enough speed with Scheifele and Wheeler, that's not the right term. But we don't need three guys that can fly on that line. So I've been thinking about that, and I didn't like the way where we were at the 10-minute mark, and I felt we needed a change.